Now, it's nice to see across the company this morning quite a few of the boys and girls and young people, and just at this point we'll share a little thought or two with them. Just let me say that 40 years is a long time, and it's a long time to remember anything, and even though you wouldn't think it, I can remember 40 years ago. It's one of my earliest memories, and it was an occasion when we went, that is myself, my brothers and my sister went with our parents to our grandparents' house. I'm sure many of the boys and girls still do that. Sometimes you look forward to it, sometimes you'd rather stay at home and play on your bike or watch something interesting on television, but it's one of those things you do, and I'm sure you still do it today. Well, on this occasion, as I say, 40 years ago, we ended up in our grandparents' house. Now, it was something at that age that I loved to do. One of the reasons was not only that my grandfather kept pigeons, that was mildly interesting, but more important to me was that he kept Labrador dogs, beautiful black Labrador dogs, and I loved dogs. Now, I can't remember too much about that side of the visit, but what I do remember, and it sticks in my mind even yet today, that for some reason, while we were there, I decided to wander off on my own. I got out the back of the house and ended up a number of streets away in the middle of the Castlereagh Road, not having a clue where I was. And I can still remember, even today, the fear, the panic, almost terror of standing there, realizing that I was completely and utterly lost and absolutely alone. Hadn't a clue how to make my way back home. Now, needless to say, because I'm here today, I was found when my uncle and father appeared in the car and brought me home once again. And what relief, what joy to be rediscovered and to be brought safely back home. Now, that little story, as I say, still sticks in my mind. And it reminds me of a simple little truth that is brought to our attention in God's Word. The Lord Jesus spoke about boys and girls and men and women being lost. He told in Luke chapter 15 the story of a boy who was fed up with living at home, went to his father and demanded some money that was due to him, and demanded it right away. What he did when he got the money was that he left home, went into a far country, and had a wonderful time. The Bible says that he spent his money, and for him he wasted it, wasted his substance, the Bible says, on wild living. No doubt he had lots of friends while the money was around, but as soon as the money ran out, the Bible says that he began to be in want. He began to be in need. What he did then was that he got a job feeding some pigs. Now, that's not much of a job. And the older people in the company especially will realize that pigs for the Jews were an unclean animal, just about the lowest species of animal. And this was just about the lowest job that anyone could ever have. And as he fed the pigs, he longed even for some of the food that those pigs were eating. Suddenly, he came to his senses and realized all the good things that he could be enjoying back home. And all of a sudden, he decided and realized that home was far more important and far more precious than he ever realized before. And when he got back home, when he went back to his father, did his father tell him that he wasn't welcome? Did he tell him to clear off and never to return again? Not at all. He welcomed him with open arms as the son who was lost but was now found. And boys and girls and men and women, in that story We see ourselves, because of our sins, we have become lost to God. But when we come to our senses, and when we repent of our sins, and when we acknowledge before God that we're sorry for our sins, then we discover that there is a welcome and that there is forgiveness with our Heavenly Father. Now, we're going to sing a hymn in just a moment, hymn number 490. It's a well-known hymn written by a man called John Newton. He was what you might call a bad customer, a bad egg. He became involved in all kinds of terrible sins until one day, as we have been exhorting you this morning, one day he trusted the Lord Jesus as his Saviour. And that can be your experience too. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.